Time for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. And just a reminder, we caught him out on the boat today, not in the shop. So let's pick up where we left off from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. If you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and maybe talk a little trout fishing with you. You know, we had a big warm-up over the holiday weekend, which kind of put the dampener on a lot of trout fishing, unless you were up in small tribs chasing brookies or something. But the bigger waters look like they're going to cool down again with this pattern we're in right now. Any tips going into this weekend?
Well, definitely want to consider fishing in the morning this time of year. You might not run into the great hatches that you'll have in the evening, but if the fish are more comfortable, fishing is just plain going to be better. You know, you can nymph and streamer fish. There should be some stones out, of course.
And are you hearing anything from any fishermen at all with regard to the rivers?
Yeah, a lot of guys have been going for the brookies instead of, you know, the browns on the bigger water, just with the heat wave and all.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, we've been doing pretty good with stoneflies, light cahills, and ISO patterns.
Yeah, surprisingly, the other night, it took me a while to figure it out, but the fish were taking light cahills, and there weren't that many of them around.
Yeah, we never seem to get super heavy hatches of them, but I guess every now and then they key in on them. Huge mayfly either, but...
No, yeah, you're right. And I hope that things really pick up a little last ditch here of trout fishing as we get into the dog days of summer in July and August. And then, obviously, we wait for the cool down and the white mayflies, the ephrons, so...
Yep. If you are going to be fishing trout over the next few days, definitely want to carry a good catch-and-release net. Bite them as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and definitely carry a stream thermometer. If it's over 68 when you start fishing, that's way too hot for them, especially with the low water.
Yeah, hopefully the water levels, good mention about the water levels too, is hopefully this little bit of rain we've gotten in the last day or so, and we're expecting tonight and tomorrow, will help not only lower river temps, but get the levels up, you know?
Yeah, we could definitely use a shot of rain right now, but looks like we're getting it.
Well, I'll let you go. I know you're out in the water. You're not in the shop right now, and good luck catching a few more muskies, and we'll look forward to hearing about that next week.
Sounds good.
If you feel like sending any pictures our way, we'd love to get them up on our blog and on our Facebook page.
All right, will do.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette on Front Street, and this is the Outdoor Show.